I've many times considered letting Dan go unless he changed his voice, because, you know, it makes me sound like a, like what I am, like an average voice guy.
Well, you know, Frank, I'm fine with that.
Hey, look who's back, Carol Channing.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know, I thought, well, what do we do? And what I decided not to do was put out the big APB, the manhunt. Okay, we're looking for somebody. And, of course, I got emails. I'm a funny person. I'm perfect for the show. You should hire my uncle. I got a suggestion that we hire a retired police officer, because they would be interesting. And I thought, well, and also be somebody probably older. You know, the older generation is well represented here. You got me, you got Dan. And then we got the millennial goofballs, and Liming takes care of that. But Tim took care of that at 40-something demo, but he wouldn't have been able to much longer because he's about to hit 50, and I had considered that. I think, well, he's too old for the show. We got enough old people. And then I started thinking, well, how do we get how can we get him back in there without making him think, again, I hope he's not listening, without making him think like he's a bigger deal than he is, like, oh, the show will die without you. The show's not going to die without me. Well, the show will, but another show will come along, and that's life. So we had to downplay it a little bit. And I got this idea, and I'm going to tell you exactly how this happened. We lost a couple of advertisers after about 6, 7, 8 months here. And I understand why. Some of the businesses were not getting the calls they did before. Our app was down for like 2 months, okay? There was no promotion. There were lots of people just kind of out there wandering aimlessly, lost. Where did the large morning show in the afternoon go? What happened? Where are they? I mean, and they didn't know. And it was a rocky, and I get that. I do. But now I think a couple of those advertisers have kind of rethought it. And thought, you know, the show is on track and it is doing well. I base that strictly on emails and word of mouth and what I hear and what I feel just in my gut about the show and how it sounds. So I had talked to an advertiser about coming back, a wise decision they were thinking about making, because, you know, they realized that without this show, something is missing, just like kind of without Tim, something is missing. Now, could that advertiser go do other things? Yeah, they could, and it'd probably be okay. But it takes time to reestablish, redevelop a relationship. So they decided they'd step in here and sponsor Tim Woodburn, which is why it gives me great pleasure to reintroduce, ladies and gentlemen, to you, Tim Woodburn.
Pretty
accurate. How'd I do? How'd I do? Pretty accurate. Was that pretty much it?
Ma.
Come on. Oh, come on.
Well done.
Come on. You come, you know, you come back and your first day back and you steal the Ma trophy. Okay, you know what? You're fired again.
I was gone.
Pack your bag.
I was gone so long I couldn't remember how to get to the station. I called Randy Markell. I said, Randy, how do I get to the station? Randy goes, hey, bud, I don't even know how to get there myself.
No, that, and by the way, that's almost true. Wow, what a long dry stretch of being unemployed. 2 work days yesterday and Monday. Whew, that had to be, welcome back. Let me say that. And
thank you.
I call Limey. I say, hey, let's put, you know, that great tribute that Limey put together for you before you left, the best of Tim Woodburn. That was fantastic.
Yep.
And I said, well, what can we do to bring him back? So we're trying to think of, like, hit that, Limey, the Welcome Back Cotter thing. I said, well, what a great welcome back songs. And so this is the obvious one here. Let's dedicate this to you, here we go. To Tim Woodburn, back in the saddle.
Welcome back.
That's right.
Your dreams were your ticket out. To that same old place.
Okay, now I thought of another one, and this is a good one, and it's John Denver. John Denver, Hey, It's Good to Be Back Home Again. Dan, you know that song.
Yes.
It's a great song.
Good to be back home again. Sometimes it's a lot of
Here we go.
There's a storm across the valley.
The storm in Kirkwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, storm a brewing in Kirkwood.
The afternoon is heavy.
The station doesn't want to pay the guy what he should be paying.
There's a truck out on the four lane.
That's Tim's truck out on the four lane.
Yeah. More away.
He was just a mile away when I called.
Whining of his wheels just makes it colder.
Whining of his wheels, masking his tears and crying.
He's an hour away.
I had no idea it took this long to get to, hey, it's good to be back home again. I apologize. I thought it came in pretty early. But, hey, I like the song. Yeah. It's soothing. Crank it up there, Limey.
Yeah.
I love John Depp.
There's a fire.
Not in a sexual way.
Supper's
this actually is a great song.
It's the light in your eyes that makes
that's what Tim said to me when he came in. That's the light in your eyes makes me feel warm.
Hey, it's good to be back home again.
All right, well, we're acting like the guy was gone for a year. He was gone for 2 days, for goodness sakes. But we cannot thank enough Matheny Heating and Cooling. Literally, and I know that word is overused, you folks were glad to have Tim back. You have Matheny Heating and Cooling to thank for that.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Matheny Heating and Cooling. Tom Matheny, you're a good friend and a valuable part of the show for a long, long time. And I'm going to make sure that what happened before never happens again, that they have to go away because they think maybe we're just not we're reaching people. We're reaching lots of people and plenty of people. And I absolutely understand the hiccup and the bump. And we went through some stuff. And I at times thought, is this even going to work? We didn't have enough phone lines. We had one phone line coming. You people remember. We didn't have a clock until we got a digital clock. And that was the other thing. We actually talked about it. Who's going to reset the digital clock? Thank goodness that thing didn't go out the last couple of days. What would we have done? And so Matheny Heating and Cooling, I'm going to ask you folks to do something that is not asking a lot at all. We got some nasty cold weather coming. I think Saturday night, it's like 12 degrees or something. Sunday night or Monday, 16 degrees. It's coming. It's right around the corner. This is your heating and cooling company. It's my heating and cooling company. I have a brand new American Standard heating, and they put in anything, all brands, all makes, all models, and they work on everything. That just happened to be the one that was perfect for my house, and they installed it, I think, like a year and a half ago or a year ago. It hasn't been long at all. And what a great feeling to know that I can just breathe easy till I'm a really, really old man. There's a big fat warranty, and I know that Matheny is behind anything that I need to have done. So welcome back to Tim. Welcome back, and thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I think...
And we have some calls already.
Well, we'll take them, and I'm going to give the numbers, too. But folks, Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. I think that's the number. I don't call them that often because I don't have to, because when they come out, it's done right. Hang on here. I'm going to pull it up and make sure I get this exactly right. Yeah, 727-9000, 314, or you can always go to MatheneyHeatCool.com. So thank you, Matheny. Welcome back, Tim. Here are the numbers. Whatever you want to talk about. Dr. Doug comes in the 4 o'clock hour to talk about your pets. So
somebody just called and said Matheny Heating and Cooling starts with Matheny.
You know it does.
Yeah.
It does. But that won't count if nobody has taken the prize before Tim introduces himself. And that won't count. He can't say, well, I said Matheny. No. That won't. don't try. Don't play that game with us. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Dan is on the phone. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan.
How thanks.
How are you? Hi, everybody. I'm AM and a PM for many years after your editorial day.
Whoa.
Wow, that goes all the way back.
KS94.
Before my father passed away 15 years ago, he listened to you from day one.
Good for him. When did he pass away?
16 years ago, yesterday.
Wow.
Wow. How old was he? He couldn't have been very old.
He was 62.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not very old. That's not
very old. No. Well, his intestines burst inside of him, and that's what killed him.
Oh, man.
Well, we appreciate his loyalty and your loyalty, and thank you for that.
Well, the main reason I'm calling, I want to thank Matheny Heating and Cooling. I already have had stuff done with them, but for sponsoring Tim, because there was a big thing missing on this show, and it was him.
No, hold on. Dan, hold on here. Limey, can you edit out what he just said about something big missing from the show?
Sure can.
I don't want Tim to hear that. Edit that out.
Something big
radio
missing.
Edit.
I think what Dan meant to say was... Yeah, something big
missing. Something huge
missing? I don't appreciate that. I think what Dan meant to say was that in time, people would have started to notice that Tim was gone. I think that's what he meant to say.
I noticed it from day one and everything on Monday. I tried to get through to beg you guys to try to get him back because he's a character and he belongs on this show just like everybody else. And I want to welcome him back and thanks for coming back to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Dan. I think that pretty much sums it up and says it for a lot of people. We've said enough. You know, you're back. We're glad you're back.
There's another guy that called in. He's really, really, his name's John, and he knows who he is, but he called Monday.
He knows who he is? Well, he should know who he is.
He knows who he is, yeah.
I walked into the station today, and I saw Dan. I gave him a big hug, and I said, Dan, a dog always returns to his vomit.
See, this is why we have you here, to say wonderful things to people in a way that no one else could say them. And again, the bottom line here and what you want to walk away with is, yeah, we got business as usual. 2 days, Tim was not here. Thanks to Bill Cleveland, he popped in. But here's the deal. Matheny Heating and Cooling has come to the rescue. That's the hero here. That's who saved this whole thing. And sometimes, look, money is, I know the Bible says, the people misquote this, they say money is the root of all evil. The quote is actually from the Bible, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is also the driving force in everybody's life. It's what determines whether or not you have a what they call the good life, or you struggle, and you know... In business, especially in this business, or in the business of the newspaper or the television, it has gotten to be a real battle to get any management, any station, to cough up money. You know, I was thinking about yesterday about people who want to get in the radio business, who want to be on the air. There was a time when I first started, when it was very difficult to get on the air. I'm here accidentally. This is nothing more than an accident. This happened because I know how to tell a joke. That's it. So I end up having a show and getting on the air. But it was tough to get on the radio. People would hear other people on the air, disc jockeys, and they were making a really decent living having fun. Anyway, I want to do that. It was very tough to do. Then it became easier to get into, because more people were candidates, meaning they weren't looking for high-powered, high-paid people to pluck from another market. They started to look for people who they could get for less money. So it wasn't quite as hard. And now where we are is it's real easy to get on the radio and get on the air if you pay your own way. If you walk into a station and say, how much do you want for me to have a show? They'll give you an amount. You know, quality be damned. They don't care about that. They don't care if the show is good or not. What? You'll pay us $150,000 to have a 2-hour... You're on the air, buddy, and you're on the air. That's how we're... So it's easy to get on unless you don't have any money. And then it's hard because if you don't have any talent or money, good luck. You're not getting on the air. But if you have no talent and money... You're on. Now, if you have talent and no money, it's next to impossible because that talent should be rewarded. You should be paid according to your ability to perform. Nah, not anymore. It doesn't happen anymore. So this also applies to what just happened here. You know, I get it. And I get when management or ownership says, well, we have this budget and we just can't afford this and this. Then you got to find another way. You find another way. And so we found it. And Matheny made it happen. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000 or MatheneyHeatCool.com. You know what I think would be fantastic? Is as many of you as can, over the course of the next day, two or three, before this ungodly, miserable, you know, single digit or barely double digit temperatures hit us, you call Matheny. I don't care if you just call them to thank them. And if you get somebody on the phone who doesn't know what you're talking about, say, would you please pass this along to management? Thank you for making it possible for Tim Woodburn to come back. And then, better yet, next time you need a heating and cooling company, you know who to call. If you're AM and the PM and you're loyal at all, you know who to call. I want to make this the best decision, second maybe to coming on board years and years and years ago. I want to make this the best decision Tom Matheny ever made. MatheneyHeatCool.com. All right. Now we're off and running. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, I'm laughing. That's no surprise. I knew you probably would after 2 days in the unemployment line. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll introduce him fully later in the Playhouse because he has even more to add to his introduction, including former newsman and news director for 590 The Fan. But for now, we'll just say, here's Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I found it funny that you played the Welcome Back Cotter theme song and then a John Denver song to commemorate my return here because, first of all, Welcome Back Cotter is one of my favorite shows as a kid. My favorite character on that show was the guy that walked around with the trench coat, and he had, you know, he walked around and said, yo, my name is Lenny. I got things you can't find at JCPenney. And he'd open up that flasher coat right when he said that. Remember he had clocks and watches?
I've never seen the show.
Oh, it's hilarious. Gabe Kaplan was John Travolta was a high school student in the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, no, John, yeah. No, John Travolta.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And John Denver actually, I have a distant cousin that apparently was so infatuated with John Denver that she left her husband and two kids and actually flew to where he lived and tried to, like, stalk him. And
that's called crazy.
I know. And she tried to, like, you know, convince him that she was the one for him and like, you know, was in love with him and wanted him to leave his wife. And, like, she just, like I think the authorities had to get involved with her. And then she went back to her husband and ended up raising the family. But she had like a little 2 week wing out where she went and actually stalked the guy and tried to, this before he died, of course, and tried to get with him.
I'm sure, was she temporarily insane? Because if my wife did that, so I'm going to go off and try to meet John Denver and marry him, I don't know if I could take her back or not. And right. I mean, kudos to this guy.
Right.
But maybe he realized, well, she snapped and went nuts, but she's okay now. Because that's pretty extreme.
And in my hand, you can hear it. Uh-oh. In my hand.
I can see it.
Yeah, I know. I meant the listeners can hear it.
Well, you can see that they tune into 11.2. Right. No, we're not on right. that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have a piece of paper. First of all, on the back of it's a list of everybody I missed during my 2 days away from the show. Okay? I'm going to read it to you, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Oh, I see. That's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha,
seriously,
ha,
seriously, ha, this, ha. Seriously, this,
so funny.
Seriously, this piece of paper is a check for $250 made out to wounded warriors from the Blue Group, the Blue Goose Group, of whom their recruiting coordinator for speakers for this insurance-based industry is Donna, and she's AM and the PM and heard me on the show and asked me to come out and speak to them, which I did yesterday. And I just made a little, you know, 20-30 minute presentation, and they presented a check for $250 to Wounded Warriors wow. for my appearance there yesterday, which is the charity.
See, association with yeah. this show just helped Wounded Warriors.
Exactly. So I wanted to thank them for having me out yesterday, and thank you for that donation. It goes to a great cause. It was a cause that my father wanted to benefit after his death last September, and instead of flowers, we asked everybody to make donations to Wounded Warriors, and a lot of people did, and then I just got another one yesterday, so thank you for that.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple of things about this appearance yesterday. Was this like a luncheon or something?
It was a breakfast.
Oh, it was a breakfast, and so these people are part of what group? They're in the insurance business?
Yeah, and, you know, PIs do a lot of work with insurance companies and do surveillance for people who
are... PI? What's that? What does that mean?
Private investigator.
What's that got to do with you?
That's my side job after I quit this full-time job. I do it on the side.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, if I'd known that, this deal would have never happened. Yeah, I didn't get a job.
I know. It's a side gig.
So what did you, if I can ask, what did you do? I mean, when you get up, how'd they introduce you? Did they credit the show at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they say, here, now, recently, he's recently left a large one. I mean, how'd they do that?
The guy didn't know that I had left. The woman who had asked me to speak did, but the coordinator of it, you know, read my bio, and it still had that on there that I had sent her, you know, a month ago, and so he just
read
that verbatim.
That's good, because we got mentioned. So
right,
that's good.
No doubt.
So what's the first thing you said when you walked up after Dan introduced you?
The first thing I said was, thank you for having me here. And then I
wow, you know what? That's great.
I wrote that. I wrote that all myself. Thank you for having me here.
Can you share with us just one thing that you shared with them? Like, I'd like to get a feel for what this.
I told a story about, you know, because I had to tell them a little bit about myself. You know, I was a hockey announcer for a long time, and I was a private investigator for a long time. It's like, well, how do those two kind of come into play? And I told the story. It's an introductory story I tell about the crazy world of professional hockey, in which in 1992 I was an intern for the St. Louis Blues, and Brett Hull was still playing with the Blues, and the Chicago Blackhawks, this is when they were playing at the arena, and the Chicago Blackhawks had a player by the name of Dan Vincelette, who probably nobody's ever heard of.
I know.
Hawks fans probably remember. Yeah. Exactly. He was a third line.
He's telling you who it is if you shut up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Mike Keenan was coaching the Blackhawks at the time, and Brett Hull took a shot during that game and broke Dan Vincelette's foot in half. And like, it hit him on the laces on the top of the skate, which, as Dan knows, that's the only part of your foot that's not protected by padding is the top of it with the laces, where the laces are, because pucks rarely hit that. You know, they hit the side and they hit the back and the front, but they, you know, everything's protected except for where your laces are. Well, this guy lifted his foot up and whole shot, hit him in the foot and broke it in half. Now, at the time, I was driving this little tiny 1988 Toyota. I don't remember what
Corolla.
I don't remember. I think it was
Celica.
It was something. Oh no! You know what? I take it back. It was a 1988 Ford Escort. It was tiny, and it had four doors on it, tan. And I drove that car to the arena that night. That was my primary method of transportation. Well, Mike Caruso, who's still the vice president of PR for the Blues, this is in 1992, mind you. He comes up to me after this happens during the game. He goes, "Hey Tim, you got a car?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, yeah, one of the Blackhawks players needs to go to the hospital. Can you take him? I'm like, this is the grand plan? This is what the National Hockey League does? They have you ask an intern to take an opposing player to the hospital? And this is before iPhones and GPS and navigation. I didn't even know how to get to Barnes Hospital from the arena. You know,
they did not have a standing by, no. Honest to goodness. Holy
yeah. And not only that, but then they gave me written instructions. Bring back three copies of his x-rays. One for their doctor, one for our doctor, and one for the NHL. You know, like he hands me a handwritten list. So I'm like, okay. So I go out and get my car. And I literally drove it through the Zamboni exit of the arena where the Zamboni machine, you know, drives out and drives in and puts the snow out in the parking lot and the whole bit. And I drove my car down there into the bowels of the arena while the game's going on. The crowd's, you know, going wild, and it's Blues Blackhawks, you know. And so here comes Dan Vincelette on crutches, and he's a French-Canadian speaking guy. So French was his primary tongue, and so he talks a little accent like this. Hello, I'm Dan, you know, and I'm like, you know, hi, I'm Tim. And he's in pain. This man is in serious, serious pain. And he's like grimacing and groaning. I guess he didn't give any pain pills or a shot or anything.
Did he say something like, Jean de la Zotte Vigia? Because that means I'm really in pain?
That's pretty much, I think, what he did say. I mean, he was grunting. And, you know, I had to back this car around in the bowels of the arena. And I could barely, even that little tiny car, I could hardly get it turned around. I did. Yeah. I get it out of there. Now I got to think, where's King's Highway from Oakland Avenue, and how do I get there? And, you know, I was kind of going on memory. I grew up in South County.
You said Barnes. Grunting and bowels in the same sentence.
I know.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
I noticed that, too.
And
you do that a lot. What, you grunt and have your bowels move a lot? Or you say
when my bowels move, I grunt. So this guy is grunting and groaning. He's like in significant pain. We're not talking. Okay, this guy's in pain. He's in so much pain, I don't want to talk. Now, I get to the top of the exit of the parking lot of the arena, and here comes these four young females, attractive females, and they all have Blackhawks jerseys on. And they're
was
like,
he still in his? Was he still
no,
suited up?
No, he had a sweatsuit on and sweatpants. He had taken his equipment off and everything. And this guy's like, oh God,
oh, oh,
and then he sees these girls walk by, and he like rolls down. I had one of those old school. You got to crank it with the knob. Roll down the window. Right. He rolls down the window after grunting 5 minutes of severe pain with his foot broken in half. And he's like, I'll never forget where he goes. He goes, "Hey, honey bunnies, we going to be down at the landing tonight. You guys, you girls, come party with us, okay?"
Oh, he was fine.
And then he rolls that the guy. Window back up, and he goes right back to grunting all the way to Barnes Hospital.
Faker.
And it's like, Faker. Here's this guy with his foot broken in half, and he's still worried about what tail he's going to chase that night. And so I let off my speaking engagement with that story. I said, and there began my foray into meeting the craziness and the zaniness of minor league and professional hockey players, of whom I've told several stories about in the book I wrote. And so I that was my lead in to that story.
You know what that proves? And I've actually said this before, the power of the female anatomy. Mm-hmm. Here's what I see. When you're sick, like if a guy is sick, the way that I know whether or not I'm really sick is if you marched Heidi Klum into my bedroom nude and I just went, get out, then you know what, you're sick. I'm not kidding. I think about that every time I get really sick. I thought, well, how sick would I be if I had the, if your answer to yourself is not interested, Charlize Theron, no thank you, Jennifer Aniston, no thank you, I'm really sick, then you're sick. This guy wasn't that sick. He was able to perk right up the sight of a couple of three hotties. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that was a great speech yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank you to that group. And you told me like half that group was AM and the PM.
Yeah, they all listen to you or have listened to you. And, of course, there's always that one guy in there goes, oh, Frank's back on the air. You know, there's always that one guy that's got to come and, you know,
that, and that's very, that's really frustrating to know that there are people out there who would listen if they knew where we are. Hey, 590.
You know what's funny about the guy was about 65 years old that said that. And what's so funny is that he came out to me, he goes, oh, so you're on with Frank? So you're on 599? Yeah, so yeah. Is he still doing the same shtick? Is it still like kind of the same show? I said, yeah, pretty much. And he looks at me with a genuine look of concern on his face, and he goes, say, how's Rat Boy doing?
there's a long time ago listening there. Wow. Well, I hope
he was like me. I thought Rat Boy was a real person the first 2 months I was on the show.
Dave Jeffries. He is a real person. Okay. Right. That's the voice of Dave Jeffries that we nicknamed Rat Boy. He was an intern. And Dave, if you're listening, and he listens a lot, no offense, but you look like a rat.
Yeah.
He has features like a rat. Kind of like Bill Cleveland has elfish features.
Oh,
like he could play the part of. Well, he does. If you shrunk him down a little more, he could be like a little elf or something. Dave, and I have no memory, but I remember this when he was in the building. He was just like an intern.
He was down on Market Street.
And he didn't have much involvement in our show, really. And I just said, so I like to give people nicknames. I've got to give you a nickname, Dave. I said, what do you think it should be? And he goes, well, a lot of people say I look like a rat. And the minute he said it, I thought, oh, my goodness, you do look like a rat. And I said, okay, Rat Boy. And that was it. And that is Rat Boy.
To
this day. That's right, Rat Boy. You're still with us.
And buddy, to put your theory to the test in the Dan Vincelette story I just told, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, Limey is sick today. Limey's not feeling well. He's coughing and hacking and jacking.
I can tell.
His face is all red. Everything. And I just wondered, Limey, I want to ask you, as sick as you are and as miserable as you look right now, as miserable as I know you feel and you sound, if three good-looking girls walk by and they, you know, kind of smile,
you know what?
I was gonna
flash their boobs at you.
Yeah, right. Like,
did you hear what he said? He goes, "I do them all."
I ain't not that sick. And you're not really sick.
I was just gonna ask, would you go talk to him and like put on a tray?
No. Talk to him, no. But have sex with him, yes.
Yeah. He's too sick to talk to him, but he's not too sick to go to bed with him.
That's priorities.
Anything else, Tim?
That's it for me.
Anybody else? Burke segment.
I do. I have something.
All right. Let's introduce and say hello to Dan Levi Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. I get into this stuff. I love space. I love looking up in the sky. I love the eclipse that we had last summer or the summer before?
Summer before.
Yeah. So this Sunday is a lunar eclipse, which you can actually watch. It's when the Earth goes between the sun and the moon and will block out the moon. But the moon, it's going to be called the blood moon, because when the Earth goes between the sun and the moon will have will become like red, like a reddish hue or something like that. And this is all going to happen. It's a full moon.
You know who first discovered that?
Who?
In the 1600s.
Here it comes!
Guy named Hugh Reddish.
Hugh Reddish? Oh. My God. Wow.
Because he was in the service and your information, they call out, you know, Strauss, Dan, Reddish, Hugh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. So this whole thing starts about 9:45, and it'll be completely total around 10:45, and the totality will last about an hour. So it's pretty cool, and I think it's supposed to be clear on Sunday night to watch.
I think we've had it wasn't that long. We had one not too long ago. I think a
lunar eclipse.
We had the solar eclipse.
But this, you can watch.
The only thing I'll go outside for is that middle of the day total solar eclipse. Now I'm gonna tell you something. That's creepy. That's apocalyptic creepy. The other stuff, when I've bothered to do it, it was okay, go back to bed. So I don't know. Is this worth getting up for, watching, getting out of your chair and whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I like that stuff. You can watch this with the naked eye. The solar eclipse, you can't. You have to watch it with those glasses or whatever the heck you have, because you can't do it with the naked eye.
I wonder who decided to say that. Naked eye.
I don't know.
Watch it without lenses, or watch it without any protection.
Yeah.
Naked eye.
I know.
Anything else?
No.
Limestone, what's the problem, buddy? What do you got? Smoked from smoking, probably.
No, actually, last week, a guy who used to work on this show was coughing and spluttering. I think I picked up his infection. So hopefully the new guy won't get it. Feel sorry for you.
I think you can make it. He's can you make it through tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'll be fine. I'll be absolutely fine. I can do this. I kind of do have something for the Burke segment, but I don't want to jinx myself, because I've talked about this in the past, and it's kind of jinxed me. So all I'm going to say is that yesterday, right, I went out on a date with a very attractive lady.
Oh,
good for you. And, right, like a freaking idiot, I forgot my wallet.
Idiot!
No!
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, that makes you look like a freeloader, user of women. How many times? I'm sure she's thinking, really? Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
what happened?
Wow.
I asked her if I could go home and get it, and she was like, that's stupid. Like, I'll treat you. And she ended up buying me dinner and then went somewhere else, which was her idea, and she ended up buying me drinks.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Holy moly.
Maybe the lesson here is deliberately forget your woman and see how into you she really is.
Because
if she is not into you at all, she's going to pay for your dinner.
Yeah, that's true. So
let's get to the good part. How'd you spend like the late part of the night?
Nothing. I started coughing.
Well, that's yet to come.
I started coughing pretty badly, and that is
yet to come. But
you weren't BD.
Is that what does that mean?
Well, the second word is deep.
No, there was none of that.
Now, I'm not sure. Hang on. Is that first word a word we can't say on the air? If you say it isolated by itself, like, is the word balds?
Is that
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you say it alone, balds, no big deal.
Hey, you're okay.
Nothing. Yeah. Anything else, Limey?
Nope, that's it. That's all I got.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. Let me do a little bit of business, take a quick break, and then I'll come back. And before you know it, it'll be 4 o'clock. Dr. Doug will be with us. Look, we have some incredible advertisers that keep the show on the air. I've tried to make it clear to people that unlike any other show, now I can say everybody sitting in the room, everybody, including Tim, we're all paid by the advertisers that you hear me speak for, or by the company Tim's going to thank for making his appearance possible now every day, and that's Matheny Heating and Cooling, or like Mark and Jason, who make Dan's appearance. Those companies keep the show on the air. If you like the show, and I don't know, I really don't know why anybody wouldn't. think about it. What is this? Just sitting around talking like you do with your friends? And I don't know why they wouldn't like it. I think the people who don't like it think they don't like it because they've never really heard it or given it a chance. But if you like it, you really have, well, you have two people to thank. You know, Randy Markell, who owns the place, even though he's kind of an absentee owner, he's the reason I'm here. He and John Hadley. But the people you can thank, and the most important people, because if we leave, it's these people who are going to be able to help the show pop up somewhere else. That's the advertisers, like First Community Credit Union. Now, there was no yard sale Saturday because it was, well, you know what it was, Snowmageddon. And the control board operator couldn't make it in, so no control board operator.
Snowmageddon 2019.
That's right. That's right. By the way, save that. Another one coming, maybe,
this weekend. And he couldn't get in, so no show. That show was sponsored by First Community Credit Union. We have a very good relationship, so stuff like that, a bump in the road, is no big deal. But I want to make sure you understand they sponsor it, and they'll be back there with you. I want to say next Saturday, but holy God, who knows what's going to happen next Saturday? Maybe we'll have another one of those deals. Hopefully not. That show is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. That's one piece of what they do. The other piece is helping keep the show on the air. Now, there are a couple of things that I'm going to throw at you that might get your attention and be the reason that you finally become a member of First Community Credit Union and will do your banking there. One is this 19-month certificate of deposit. Okay. Now, I'm tempted to say without any notes or anything what the rate is, but here's what I'm going to do. I don't want to mess it up. I want to make sure I got it right. So I'm going to glance at one little piece of paper that I jotted it down on. I would have been right if I'd said 3.04% APY. It's a 19-month certificate of deposit. And that's a very good rate, 3.04% APY. Here's the other thing you might think about, the wedding loan that we've talked about for the last week or so. Weddings are expensive. They shouldn't be. They don't have to be. There are people who get married for $500. My word for those people is smart. But whether I get it or not, a wedding is a big deal to a lot of women, and their moms and their friends. It's a big deal. I'm going to go through it. It looks like now in October of this year in Las Vegas is now where it looks like my daughter has decided she wanted to get married. And it started out that, well, we'll do that because it'll be a lot cheaper. And if you have a daughter or a wife, you realize, oh, okay, maybe it's not going to be any cheaper at all, but it'll sure be fun. But it's not cheap. It's not, you know, I'm not going to try to knock it out of the park or impress anybody and get a little due news or anything like that. We'll come in at about the price of the average wedding. Average wedding is $35,000. That's the average in this country, $35,000. Most people don't have that. So when they do, they borrow the money. Now, if you've got a wealthy person in the family, you could borrow it from them, but a lot of people resort to credit cards. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. For the venue, for the florist, for the videographer, the photographer, you don't have to do that. And First Community Credit Union, quite frankly, I have never heard of another banking facility offer a wedding loan. It's brilliant. It's smart. And they realize that this is something that thousands and thousands of people do every year, not something most people can really do and just pay cash for it. So they're offering wedding loans with rates that start as low. And this is a good rate, 4.99%. That's where they start. Of course, depending on lots of factors about your personal credit hit, I don't know all that, but you do, and they'll get with you, and they'll work out something that's very reasonable so that you can, so the wedding won't be any more of a stressful headache than it's going to be anyway. Wedding loans from First Community Credit Union. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, folks. They have over 40 locations, and it is a great place to bank. I do all my banking there, all of it. You're going to really be glad you made this easy switch to First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, go to firstcommunity.com.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Sinex. They cleared an earlier stall westbound 70 west of 94. There's an accident Big Bend at Marshall Road. They also cleared the accident on 141 northbound at Carmen. And look for volume westbound 64 past Hampton, westbound 44 as you head into Arsenal. If you've got the dreaded stuffy nose this cold and flu season, try Sinex nasal spray. A couple of quick sprays of Sinex and it starts to work in seconds. So be ready when congestion strikes. Sinex nasal spray, use as directed. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
There are those who've had tax troubles with the IRS and those who will have tax troubles with the IRS. There are those who will go to Lance Drury Law Firm and get the best advice possible. And there are those who will be at the mercy of the IRS. I encourage you to do what I did. I called Lance Drury. Within days, he was laying out a plan that was going to satisfy the IRS and save me a lot of money. Lance Drury's expertise is built on decades of experience. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. So when battling the IRS, don't do it by yourself. Make sure you get the best in the business on your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. Join by January 31st for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join in January for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See Club for details.
Oh, yes, perfect for Tim coming back. Tim Woodburn back on 590 The Fan.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do.
I always like this song. It's a happy song. I used to play this song. I worked at WYCL Radio in York, South Carolina. Left for a year to go down there. It was a top 40 rock station. And we played this. Every time I hear it, I think of that station. And the other big hit while I was there was Sky Rockets in Sight.
Oh, my goodness.
Afternoon Delight. That was a big hit. And then so was Crocodile Rock by Elton John. I hear any of those songs, and I go back to WYCL, York, South Carolina.
Ron Burgundy and the boys sang that in the
Skyrockets in Flight. I think it's the second
Afternoon Delight.
It's the Starland Vocal Band.
Yeah,
that did it. I don't know why I remember that.
But that was their only hit.
One other quick little observation I'll share with all of you about the radio business. There was a time in the good old days when a guy like Tim Woodburn said, this is not really working out. It's not the arrangement I want with the station, so I'm just going to see you. His phone would have been ringing certainly within 24 hours. Right? Well, Tim, let's come over and talk about you coming here. I'm sure it didn't happen. I'll tell you something else. It won't happen with me either. It didn't when I left the other place. I'm just telling you the truth. It would be easy for me to pad the story and pump myself. I've talked to three or four stations. No, I talked to one. And it was the guy who called the day I announced that I was resigning from the other station, Randy Markell. Those days are over. People say to me quite often, well, if you ever leave 590, I would think you could go anywhere you want. No, that is not true. I can't go anywhere I want because most, if not all, the radio stations in this town don't get me. They don't. They really don't. They don't get what I do, how I do it. They're not comfortable stepping outside, coloring outside the lines, and doing something different than they do with every other DJ or radio personality in terms of the deal and the arrangement. And even if you say to them, well, I work for nothing, you have to pay me, that really throws them off. Well, what do you mean? How's that supposed to work? What they ought to respond with is, fantastic, let's sign. No pay. We'll take you. But that says it all about the business. A guy who's done it for a while, me, going out and saying, hey, you don't have to pay anything. The show will be free. And they still have to think it over and will probably go, well, we're just not comfortable with that. That tells you everything you need to know.
Well, it's because of consultants, too, and the management.
Well, let's put it this way. I recently talked to somebody in St. Louis who runs several stations about at some point maybe doing this show and doing the best of the best ever country. Not a lot of it, three songs an hour, but I mean the bit, George Strait, Alan Jackson, Lori Morgan, Reba, people everybody likes, Dolly. And the person acted like I was from another planet. What are you talking about? I said, well, it would be talk and just nonsense like we do. We threw in, they absolutely could not even understand what I was talking about. I said, there's a giant audience out there of baby boomers who are ignored by advertisers and by radio consultants. They're not programming. They don't give two hoots about baby boomers. These are the people with money. These are the people with the time to take that trip or buy that car. Yet, most of the commercials are geared to get a message out to 28-year-olds or 30-year-olds. They don't have the money a 50, 60-year-old person has. Now, I understand if it's certain product. Watch a Target commercial. That's a good example. Watch a Target commercial. You think that every single customer that goes to Target or potential customers they want to go to Target are 25 years old. No, I go to Target. And I probably have more money than the 25-year-olds. It's just a weird time, and I think the focus is off. Quite frankly, if when Tim dropped out very briefly, it could have been a couple of stations all over him. When I left the other place, I should have gotten calls. No, I used to, when things were different and the radio economy was different. But you know what? Everything is good. It's all good. We're here. We got a place to do what we do. It's accessible to anybody in the world who wants to just take the time to quickly download a free app, and the app is $5.90 The Fan. We have an unlimited audience. The potential is actually unlimited anywhere in the world. Anybody, crystal clear. No longer is any station limited to some geographic, some site map that shows the coverage area. Well, we reach as far as Dyersburg, Tennessee. It doesn't matter anymore. App makes it possible for everybody. So it's all, everything's good. It's all good. Tim's back home where he should be, and we're here, and we're here for an indefinite amount of time. I don't know if we're here for a month or we're here for the next 2 years. Either way, we're going to have fun every day, and we always have and will appreciate two sets of people, you, the listeners, and the advertisers that you hear me speak for. One other suggestion to advertisers. If you can't afford me, you're out of your mind to not be calling this station buying spots that run during this show. Just regular commercials that run during the show. That's what I'd do if I had a business. Ballast Dental Care, 45 and a half years. That's how long I've been a patient. I was blessed with pretty good teeth, meaning hard enamel. Never had a problem with that. Like a lot of people as a kid, I had cavities because when I was a kid, they put fluoride in the water and people didn't drink bottled water. This bottled water thing has created a whole set, a whole generation with cavities that didn't have them before because they're not getting the fluoride. So, you know, there's always the good upside that, well, bottled water is great because it's been filtered. Yeah, well, the downside is people get cavities now. Kids do. So you got to have a dentist. Everybody needs a dentist. I have one. If you don't have it, I have one for you. Ballast Dental Care, and I know what I'm talking about. 45 and a half years. The best way to say it is the way I always say it. This is the dental clinic you didn't think existed. The one where you walk in, you're not nervous before, during, or after, and you actually look forward to your next dental appointment. You don't believe me? Make an appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. In the 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us after we check in with John Londoff. So if you have a pet and you care about your pet and you have a question, stay right where you are. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the Secret Service is fully prepared to protect President Trump at the State of the Union address. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today asked the president to postpone the national address on January 29th. She cited security concerns related to the ongoing partial shutdown of the federal government. New York Democratic Congressman Max Rose supports Pelosi.
Are we honestly going to have a State of the Union address during a shutdown? The State of the Union is that we are not open for business. Let's open this government back up.